Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 14 of Romans chapter 7. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am fleshly, sold into bondage to sin. For I do not understand what I am doing. For I am not practicing what I want to do, but I do the very thing I hate. However, if I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law that the law is good. But now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I do the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully agree with the law of God in the inner person, but I see a different law in the parts of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, the law which is in my body's parts. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.
Christ has set believers free from the condemnation of sin, but fighting against it is still a challenge. We can all identify with Paul's struggle in Romans chapter 7, because we too may feel enslaved to sinful acts, habits, or attitudes. So if you're a believer, how can you enjoy the freedom Christ has won for you? First, recognize that your problem is spiritual. When you were saved, you received a new nature created in righteousness, holiness, and truth, but you still live in a fleshly, fallen body that's bent toward sin. That's why you're feeling an internal conflict. Second, examine your motives and desires. Ask yourself, why do I indulge to the point that I'm mastered by this temptation? Third, cry out to the Lord for help. As you fill your mind with biblical truth, you increase your trust that the Holy Spirit will enable you to deny your sinful desires and walk in obedience to God. With your cooperation, the Lord is progressively setting you free from the power of sin. Although you will always battle it to some degree in this life, the outcome is certain. After death, or when Christ returns, you'll be completely free from sin and won't ever struggle with it again.